You're listening to Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.
Naughty or sporty at 6:40.
They're so short these days, man.
Well, what was wrong?
We look forward to them.
It's too long. This is too short.
Yeah,
I didn't like that one.
Sometimes
it's almost like there's no pleasing you, Amber.
We got a naughty one today.
Of course we do.
And buckle up for some ignorance, you guys.
Fantastic. That means Amber's read the headline.
No, I had to peruse. The article was really long.
Righto. Bring it on. What's it about?
This story is about a British man named Andrew Wardle, who has successfully gone through the final stage of a £50,000 penile implant operation at London University Hospital.
Okay, why did he, I feel rude asking this question, why did he require a penile implant?
He was born with no penis.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very unfortunate.
Tough, yeah. Man.
Being okay.
Like, when you think back to like being a kid or like a teenager, being a teenager is hard enough, you know? And imagine going through knowing that you're...
Like anything that makes you different when you're a teenager, it weighs on your mind.
Yeah.
Having no penis would have been... How we got to this point, we should be tipping our caps to him.
So it's a bionic penis now.
Oh, he's a robot man.
Yes. He's even said, he's like... Yeah, I'm not that fast, but, you know, I'm kind of half man, half robot now.
Brilliant.
It's got a pump in it, so he can, like, get it up.
Oh!
At, like, the push of a button. And he even said, he's like, at least I'll be able to perform better than any other man when I'm drunk.
I don't know. I have some questions you may not know the answer to.
Bring it on. Like I said, prepare for ignorance.
Whizzing.
Yeah. Dunno.
Dunno? Okay,
no,
that's fair.
Didn't ask.
Yeah. okay.
I wonder if he got to pick the size.
So it's an implant, though, so that implies that there is human skin around it?
Yep, they took skin from his forearm.
So does that mean that, like, he will have sensation if he's having sex?
I'd say if it's like a skin graft type thing, like skin from his arm, I don't think he'd have feeling
same,
in that skin.
Even if he did, it wouldn't be the same.
I bet his girlfriend's happy.
Why? Because she's got the robot implant.
Just because they can finally make love.
Yeah, he will not be a one and done bloke. Just whip the pump out again. We're good to go. We want to send you all the way to Vegas to see the Backstreet Boys live on the world famous rooftop. It's going to be hosted by a couple of radio legends, television legends, and people that we want to get to know a little bit better.
Carrie and Tommy, join us on the show. Good morning, guys.
Hello. Oh. I agree. Highlight of my career so far.
First, of course, Carrie, from all of us here in Sunraysia, congratulations on the baby.
Thank you. Yes, it's good, but it has put a slight spanner in the works. Because when you go to Vegas, you think, party!
Hey, spanner
pregnant
in,
woman.
Hang on, a spanner in your work? What about my work?
Because
I thought
no,
I was going
exactly.
to Vegas with one of my best mates, and I'm going with a pregnant woman!
Well, I'm glad that you have mentioned that it is a little bit of a spanner in the works, because, Carrie, my wife is pregnant with our first child, and if you would like, Amber and I will happily trade places with you to go to Vegas, and you can come and have, like, a big pregnant party with my missus.
A Hang pregnant on. Party.
Mm. Yeah.
Two women.
It'll be a hoot.
About how sick they feel and how sore they are. That sounds like a hoot.
Because, I mean, while you guys are going to be hosting the Backstreet Boys on the world famous rooftop, you're taking a heap of our hit VIPs with you. Morning sickness isn't just in the morning, Carrie. If you need a stand-in.
Amber, I don't mean to cut you off, but did you guys just try and swap you both for Carrie, or did I somehow get subbed out of this trip as well?
Well, Tom, we're a bit worried about you as well, mate, because look, you strike me as a bit of a party animal. Are you going to be able to are you going to be able to do your duties, considering you're probably going to go a bit nuts in Vegas?
My duties are so often done drunken. I think it'll be business as usual.
You managed to do our pink rooftop hungover, so I'm sure
you'll
be...
Yeah, sometimes they have to turn me to face the right direction.
So you're
facing the hedge again. And I say, oh, you don't really want to.
You're facing the hedge again.
In case Tommy dies somewhere on the Vegas Strip, you might need us to be there for backup.
Not likely to happen.
How about new pitch... You guys go, but you're also both very famous, you're very important, you're very busy. Do you actually have assistants?
Oh, I'm going to carry my bag.
I would happily carry your bags, Carrie.
And I carry you, Tommy. You can I'll piggyback you up and down that strip, buddy.
It wouldn't be the first time a successful woman has literally carried me through my career. But apart from loving you guys for many years, I don't know heaps about you. So I need to know some extra information.
Well,
so
Billy's
Amber,
got a partner who's preggers. Mm-hmm. So is that your first kid?
And I'm a scumbag.
That is our first, yes.
I fit in very well in Vegas. It calls to me in my heart. I am a scumbag.
Maybe Billows and I should hang out together. Amber.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Me and you, babe, let's do this.
God, I've got to go to the pregnant party.
But of course, head over to hit.com.au. If you're not already a VIP, I don't know what the hell you're doing. You could be living it up on the world famous rooftop with not only the Backstreet Boys, but our very good friends, Carrie and Tommy, and maybe Amber and Billows. If you got to send an email to the important people, okay, guys?
Yeah, you know them. We don't.
We can do that.
Right.
Carrie, remember to scribble down that email.
I'm writing it down now.
Carrie and Tommy are on air from 3 o'clock this afternoon. Guys, thank you so much for your time.
No worries, guys.
Love you guys.
Take care.
Would you rather?
Here are two very different scenarios.
You need to pick whichever one you please, though.
The choice is yours. Which one will it be? Oh.
Would you rather?
Amber, would you rather no eyebrows or killer mutton chops?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any questions about either scenario?
So no eyebrows.
No eyebrows.
People look so weird if they don't have eyebrows.
Your forehead looks giant.
Yep.
And you look very surprised all the time.
And it's the cornerstone of a good makeup routine.
Yeah. It shapes your face, but it could be a time saver as well. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got no eyebrows.
Yes, well. Or I would have mutton chops.
Killer mutton chops.
Oh, so they at least good ones.
Oh, they're impressive.
What's my sideburn sitch at the moment?
Wispy at best.
Okay. Well, girls generally don't have...
Killer mutton chops. No. So have you got any questions about either of the scenarios? By the way, I've said that many times, I've forgotten how to say it.
I would like our lasting legacy to be changing the word scenario to scenario.
I think we're well on the way.
Yeah. So are my mutton chops like, what makes them killer? Are they bushy? Are they...
Both. They go all the way to your jawline and they're a good 3 inches out from your face as well. That's how long we're talking.
See, if I didn't have eyebrows, I could just draw them on or get them, like, microbladed on.
Nope, you can't do either.
I can.
You've got Vaseline forehead as well.
You are so annoying.
You can't draw them on. Vaso forehead Wheatland.
Okay. Either would be a good conversation starter.
Oh, yeah.
At a party.
Emma, lovely to meet you. I've heard you on the radio. Killer mutton chops.
I'd probably have to change my name to Chops.
Chops.
Chops and Billows.
Billows and Chopper. Or that surprised girl with no eyebrows.
Yeah. Do I have... So, definitely Vaso head.
Yeah, you can't... You, as if I was going to let you draw them on. Come on. Get your head in the game. It's not a new game.
I should know.
Oh, I'll just shave my mutton chops. No, you won't. They're just going to grow back, okay? That's how this scenario works.
All right. I'm going to choose no eyebrows.
No eyebrows?
Yeah.
I would have gone killer mutton chops, I reckon.
Because you're a boy.
Yeah, even if I was a girl.
No, you wouldn't have.
No. If I know what I'd do if I was a girl. There's a lot of things I'd do and none of them involve mutton chops.
In a very special edition.
It's not.
A one... time, bring back.
It will be one time.
All right, you've made your point. Amber's Fart Game, very special edition. Backstreet Boys live on the world famous rooftop in Vegas. Tony joins us on the line. Good morning, darling.
Good morning.
Tony, really?
Yes.
I think that's the only question I've got.
Shut up.
Righto. Tony, if you can identify this Backstreet Boys song that Amber's farting along to, blah, blah, banjos.
Here we go, Tony. Are you ready?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Tony.
It's like harmonizing. Okay.
Tony, take it away.
Everybody love your body or...
Yeah, Tony! I think you're the first person in Amber's Fart Game history to ever get it right.
You gave her the artist it was, and you picked the most low-hanging fruit there was.
Well, I wanted to make it easy. You've got yourself a classic pastry platter from our good friends at Banjo's Bakery. Tony, you enjoy.
Something pretty cool on this Friday, Amber. Mildura Waves are having the Iceberg Challenge. They approached us a little bit earlier in the year. Unfortunately, we weren't able to be a part of it, but it is pretty cool what they're doing, Amber.
Yep.
It's on 5:45 this Friday. There's outdoor cinemas going on, and it's a great little fundraiser. But what they're doing is they're nominating people. People can nominate their colleagues, friends, family members. They also wanted to get some local identities, I guess.
Yes.
And so people know our name, so they thought, hey, this might be an opportunity for you guys.
We're on the radio show.
Yeah. Like I said, we weren't available, so I unfortunately won't be there. But in this thread on Facebook I found, just by chance, this crossed my desk, Juanetta commented on the thread when they were asking who should we nominate, and Juanetta,
hey,
if that is your real name.
It probably is.
Said, Amber and her sidekick. Juanetta, Amber and her sidekick.
Look.
Juanetta, to say I was upset to be referred to as Amber's sidekick. Like,
well, you
I
are
have,
kind of
no,
the Robin to my Batman.
I have been, I didn't get here 20 minutes ago. I've been here 4.5 years.
We're about to celebrate our 1,000th show.
Yeah, like if you said those clowns on Hit FM,
I would have been upset.
I would have been less upset than I am now.
No, she got my name. I'm all on board with Juanetta. Thanks,
Amber,
babes.
Amber and her sidekick. Like, that was nearly enough for me to not plug this event.
That means that I'm the superhero and you're just a formality.
It means you're the super gug.
Hey, she said my name.
I know.
I am Batman. You are Robin.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Juanetta.
Anyway, the Iceberg Challenge at Mildura Waves this Friday, raising funds for the Belgravia Group, which connect people with disability, disadvantage, and those of diversity to aquatic fitness, recreation, and health programs.
Juanetta, you wouldn't even be my sidekick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm dirty with Juanetta.
Pillows?
What?
How dare you?
How? What?
Be nice.
It's a great event. It has my full support. Juanetta, on the other hand, does not.
This is the best of Amber and Billows on Sunraysia's Hit 99.5.